KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
Well, checking sports at the girls' state basketball tournament yesterday, Glenwood ended North Scott's two-year reign as the Class 4A state champion and now gets a chance to win its own title. Sophomore Jenna Hopp put together an impressive statistical line to lead four scorers in double figures as the top-ranked Rams built a big lead early and picked up a 61-48 semifinal round victory. Hopp did a little bit of everything for her team, finishing with 14 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, and a couple of block shots. Madison Camden and Abby Hughes each scored 11 points. Emma Hughes added 10 for the Rams as they'll take a 21-3 record into the championship at 1:30 Saturday afternoon, looking for their first state title. Kate Schimmerhorn led North Scott with 15 points. Ashley Fountain added 8 points and 8 rebounds. Samantha Scott, the only returning starter, scored 6. Glenwood ended the first half with a 12-2 run to take a 32-13 lead into the break and seemed to be firmly in control, but the Lancers didn't go quietly. They twice got to within 12 points and trailed 43-30 with 2:28 left in the third quarter. Glenwood responded quickly, running off 10 straight points in a little more than 2 minutes to end the quarter with a 53-30 lead and boosting that margin to 25 early in the fourth quarter. Again, North Scott made a run, scoring 12 straight points to slice the lead to 57-44 with 3.5 minutes left. But that threat died there, and Camden sank 4 straight free throws to help wrap things up. So Glenwood moves on to the championship game against Ballard, who posted a 32-26 win over Dallas Center Grimes in the other 4A semi yesterday. In the 3A semis, West Lyon advanced with a 52-39 win over top seed Cherokee, while number 3 Unity Christian beat Clear Lake 58-42. West Lyon and Unity Christian will battle Saturday for the 3A title. The 5A title will have Waukee facing Johnston as the top-seeded Waukee team beat Ankeny Centennial 50-29 yesterday, and number 2 seed Johnston over Iowa City West 52-47. That 5A championship game will end today's action. That'll be at 7 o'clock this evening in Des Moines. Now, also coming up today, the Class 2A semifinals will start the day as Nottoway Valley will face off against Maquoketa Valley in one of those semis. That's at 10 o'clock this morning. Nottoway Valley and Maquoketa Valley each are undefeated on the season, both 24-0. Nottoway Valley, the 4th seed. Maquoketa Valley, the 1 seed in that 2A semifinal game. Also, Dyke New Hartford will play West Branch in the other 2A semifinal. The Exira EHK Spartans have enjoyed a wonderful ride through the 2020-21 girls basketball season, and they'll look to keep on moving today with a state semifinal meeting with the Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears. Both teams had to fight hard for their quarterfinal wins. Bishop Garrigan held on to an early advantage against a scrappy Springville squad, and Exira EHK came through with a big fourth quarter finish to beat MMCRU. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson said the offense for Bishop Garrigan gets a lot of attention, but he thinks their defense is maybe even more impressive.
Their matchup zone is probably one of the best that I've seen. And, you know, what they're doing on the perimeter is trying to get you to attack the basket to where you can push everything inside to Crooks. So it's going to be a difficult challenge, obviously. You know, everyone's had it. But I know that my girls are excited for it.
The Golden Bears are led by an outstanding sophomore in the post, 6'3" Audie Crooks. She's averaging a double-double with nearly 21 points and just over 10 rebounds a game. Coach Peterson said they'll have to do a great job of making her uncomfortable.
You know, we're going to have to make sure that we have two people around her at all times, possibly three at times, you know. And like you had said, you know, we're going to be a better basketball team the farther we can get her away from the basket. And I know that's easier said than done, but, you know, those are some of the things that we're going to have to make sure that we try to do as a coaching staff.
Now, the Golden Bears will throw some different zone looks at the Spartans, and their head coach, Brandon Schwab, said they want to run teams off the three-point line.
Our goal is to chase teams off of the three-point arc and chase teams into Audie. And, you know, if you've got to shoot two-pointers over Audie Crooks all day long, you better be very good about finishing around the rim.
Coach Schwab has been impressed by the Spartans' ability to play strong at the end of games despite having such a short bench.
What shines out to me is, you know, under a minute left to go and those kids have enough in the tank to still be diving on the ground, getting every loose ball. They're a fantastic shooting team, you know, with Grubbs, Rasmussen, Burmeister, and Emgarten that can all stretch the defense out and shoot the three. They just they really move the ball, play well together, and obviously very well coached with a Coach Peterson coach team.
That 1A semifinal showdown set for a 2 o'clock tip-off this afternoon. Of course, we'll have coverage for you here on KJAN. The pregame getting underway at 1 o'clock. Chris Parks and Cam Head basketball coach Joe Woolham will have the call for us from Des Moines. You can catch it live on AM 1220 and FM 101 this afternoon. The other 1A semifinal today has Newell Fonda facing Montezuma. That'll be at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Elaine Pryor of Woodbine and Sage Evans of West Harrison were unanimous first-team picks on the Rolling Valley Conference boys basketball all-conference team. Also on the first team were Cam's Connor McKee and Colby Rich, Coon Rapids Bayard's Gabe Obert, Gavin Reinecke of Booyer Valley, Colson Evans of West Harrison, and Eric Schlimmer of Arweva. Second-team selections included Exira EHK's Tyler Peterson and Easton Nelson. Also, Will Regaler and Brigham Daniel of Glidden-Ralston, Tanner Oswald of Coon Rapids Bayard, Booyer Valley's Jaden Tenike, Dylan Hofer of Woodbine, and Mason King of West Harrison all made up that second team. Well, Jordan Bohannon hit 8 of Iowa's 16 three-pointers as the 5th-ranked Hawkeyes crushed Nebraska 102-64 last night in a game you heard here on KJAN. Bohannon finished with a game-high 26 points.
He was phenomenal, but I thought at the same time, you know, he was running the offense, and I thought his defense was really good. He was pushing it. He was moving it. He was getting himself open. We were recognizing it. Get him open and get him the ball.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Bohannon hit 4 straight from distance in the first half as the Hawks built a 22-point halftime lead. That win was Iowa's 6th in the last 7 games, and Bohannon credits improved defense. Now, the Hawkeyes next will host Wisconsin on Sunday. It'll be Bohannon's final game at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
You know, thinking back in these last 5 years, just can't believe how fast it's gone. You know, definitely went through individually-wise a lot of highs and lows my, you know, career here, but I can honestly say that I worked my butt off to, you know, get back to this point in my playing career to, you know, make an impact on this team and do everything I can to help this team win.
Iowa's now 13-6 in the Big Ten. We'll have coverage starting at 11 o'clock Sunday morning of that Iowa-Wisconsin matchup. Texas Tech shot a sizzling 62% and blew the game open in the second half as the 18th-ranked Red Raiders posted an 81-54 win over Iowa State last night.
You know, when the game sped up from an offensive standpoint, we turned it over and shot it quick. But defensively, second half, you know, gave up way too many points, 46 points, to where, you know, if we hold them in the 30s again, then we have a chance to make it a game.
At Cyclone coach Steve Prohm, Iowa State shot only 31% for the game, and they're now 0-17 in the Big 12. Saturday's game at Kansas State is their last chance to avoid a winless conference season. Austin Fife scored 21 points as UNI beat Illinois State 65-60 in the play-in round at the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in St. Louis. That was the Panthers' 3rd win over the Redbirds in less than a week.
He's played great the last couple of weeks, and he obviously has had a good year. And he's an experienced guy for us. He's played down here before. But, man, he was really good tonight. Just feel like he's, you know, his confidence is way up, moving well, really demanding and calling for the basketball. Just he's got a great feel to what he's doing right now.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobs, and the Panthers will have to play second-seeded Drake in tonight's quarterfinals. Also, top 25 men's college hoops last night. Number 3, Baylor, a winner over number 17, Oklahoma State, 81-77. Also, it was Michigan over Michigan State, 69-50. Number 6, West Virginia, beat TCU, 76-67. 13th-ranked Kansas overcame a 15-point second-half deficit and held off a scare against UTEP, 67-62. It was number 15, Texas, over 16th-ranked Oklahoma, 69-65. And number 24, Colorado, 75-61 over Arizona State. For the second consecutive season, University of Iowa All-American Luca Garza is one of 10 semifinalists for the Naismith Trophy. That's presented annually to the most outstanding player who achieves tremendous on-court success. He's led the 5th-ranked Hawkeyes to 18 wins this season, including 5 in their last 6. He leads the nation in total points, player efficiency rating, 30-point games, field goals made, and 22-point games. Garza's 8th nationally in free throw makes and 14th in double-doubles. He's also Iowa's all-time leading scorer. Drake's Darren DeVries is the Missouri Valley Conference Men's Basketball Coach of the Year. That's the second time in his 3 seasons at the school. The Valley announced DeVries earned 32 of 50 first-place votes and edged out Porter Moser of regular season champ Loyola of Chicago. Drake head coach Darren DeVries was leading the Bulldogs to 24 wins so far this season in his 3rd season. That ties for 3rd most in program history. And for the second time in as many days, University of Iowa Director of Track and Field Joey Woody has collected a Coach of the Year honor. Woody was named the United States Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association Midwest Region's Men's Track and Field Coach of the Year. The Big Ten Conference named Woody its Men's Coach of the Year on Wednesday. That's a check of sports here this morning.